This is Stories Worth Sharing from the Church of England.
The Reverend Jeremy Fraser talks about the joys and challenges of having services in four languages. Jeremy, how has your church ended up with services in Bulgarian, Portuguese and French as well as English?
When I came here in 2013, we were quite a small church and we just kept welcoming people, and then we started to realise that the population around us had more people who spoke other languages other than English, and we felt we needed to sort of respond to that, and that's where it started, and now it's sort of snowballed, really. 14 Bulgarians want to be baptised. We're trying to work out how we can fit that in.
That's amazing.
It's going to have to be after Easter now, but there were 16 members of the church, and now we have about 180, and most weekends we're seeing somewhere around 240 people come to the different services.
Can you talk through how you actually practically made it all possible?
We have a kind of headphone set so that if you come to a service that doesn't that isn't speaking the language that you need it to, then we put a little headphone thing on, and then somebody at the back of the church is translating. And that gets amusing when recently we had Bulgarians getting adult baptised in the evening service, but the evening service was largely in Portuguese.
Wow.
But the baptism was going to be in English, and so people were swapping over the headphone sets according to which bit of the service we were in.
And I bet the translators had their work cut out.
Yeah, they
as
did,
well.
They did, but we kind of run along well together, and it's fun.
And have you found that people from different cultures support sort of different styles of worship or different types of energy?
It's interesting because for each of these different communities, they probably have an established church, and they have a quite evangelical or Pentecostal church in each of those. And what they found with the Anglicans is that we can cope with both of those, really. We can be quite high church when we need to, and we can be pretty relaxed evangelical Pentecostal when we want to as well. So I think they were kind of amazed that we had such a range of services. We mix it up, and sometimes we just, the worship on a Sunday morning will have sort of even though it's primarily in English, we'll have verses in other languages, and so we'll sing one verse, maybe even Swahili or something, and then another verse in Portuguese and another verse in English. It's really interesting because at different times people say different things or pray in different ways, and you can see how the whole church community is coming on with that rather than that being something that's seen as sort of just for one group or another.
And do you get that sense of the congregation going through that sort of that growth outside of the worship as well as they interact?
Yeah, no, very much so. So like the work with the homeless and food bank and so forth that happened from the church, that we're able to do that cross-culturally. It's much nicer for them to see that they're being helped by people who actually both speak their language and understand their culture. A brother just gave a testimony last week to it, a Bulgarian guy, and just said that he'd been formerly homeless and he'd come and felt such a welcoming that, you know, it was the fact that there was a love that he met that challenged him. And there was someone hard and feeling that things weren't fair and so forth. And God reached out because he could see around him people from around the world, some of whom he might feel he is comfortable with. He had committed himself to God a few months ago, and he's now helping with our homeless work.
That was a story worth sharing from the Church of England. Thanks for listening.